and welcome to the first few good minutes of a new season. I'm Brian Sexton, and to kick things off, the week of the first preseason game, Jaguars defensive end Chris Smith. First of all, how do you feel? Week plus into camp, you ready to hit someone else?
Yes, yes. It's been a long couple of days. I think this was practice 10 for the day, so yeah, I can't just wait till the first game to actually, you know, see how someone else feels.
All right, let's jump right into it. Our first topic is first. What did you think on draft day back in late April, early May, when the Jaguars selected Dante Fowler in the first round?
I feel like it was a good pick. You know, Dante Fowler playing in the SEC at Arkansas, you know, we had a couple of battles with Florida and stuff like that. And just watching him play, he's so, you know, explosive and things of that nature. Kind of reminds me of, you know, myself and everything like that. And he's one hell of a player. So I think it was a good pick and everything, and somebody could just come in and help him.
You didn't start counting roster spots.
You
didn't worry about it. You didn't say, hey, what do they think of me?
No, I didn't. I mean, you know, I just play with the cards I'm dealt. And that's one thing about it. You know, I just got to come in every day and work hard. And it shouldn't matter who they pick. You know, if they pick a defensive end every pick, you know, you just got to focus on you and the cards you're dealt and, you know, try to, you know, form a team. So I feel like it was a good pick. And, you know, I was happy for them.
All right, let's stay with our second topic with the first theme. And that is you're getting first team reps. And they're earned. I mean, you have gotten out there and made things happen. Tell me about your mindset coming into camp with the opportunity. Chris Clemens isn't practicing right now. Obviously, Fowler is not. Where are you mentally?
I mean, just treat every day like it's game day. You know, we come out here and practice and everything like that. I just try to have the right mindset. I don't care how hot it is and stuff like that. And just try to get better each and every day, especially as a pass rusher. Watching on the offseason, watching other guys and stuff like that. You know, I just wanted to just improve myself as a pass rusher. And coming from a great group, you know, like Chris Clemens, Andre Branch, and Ryan Davis, you know, they were coaching me up and stuff like that. Guys, you know, that's been in the league for 3 or 4 years, and Clem been in there for 20.
Who'd you watch this offseason? Who was it that gave you something that you could use against Luke Jokel or Jeremy Parnell?
Mostly Robert Mathis. You know, I watched film on him, and Dwight Freeney. You know, those guys are guys is very explosive. You know, we got the similar, you know, measurements and things of that nature. So guys are very explosive in every play, no matter how tired they are. You know they're tired, but they're going to get off that ball. And that's one thing, you know, I try to just, you know, put into my game. And that's one thing Derek always tells me, you know, be you, but try to add that to your game, you know, the stuff that they do. So that's one thing that I've been trying to do. And Coach Aaron, the assistant D-line coach, we watched a lot of film on that last year and things of that nature.
Third topic is second, and that's the second season for you. You came in last year, fifth-round pick. No one had that many expectations other than you would progress and get better.
Yes.
So what's a season worth? What did that rookie season mean to your second season?
I mean, you know, unfortunately, you know, Andre Branch went down. I didn't think I was going to play. And, you know, to be honest with you, but Andre Branch went down, and you know, Coach Rogers was like, "All right, Chris, you're up." So it's kind of like, "Oh man, I gotta, you know, be ready to play." You know, so that, you know, that first game I was up. You know, you could tell I was kind of shaking and stuff. But one thing about it, you know, Coach Wash, you know, he's one hell of a D-line coach, man. He's teaching me this and teaching me that. And, you know, Coach Aaron, you know, the assistant D-line coach, he was going through walkthroughs and stuff like that. So, you know, that I think, you know, when I made that, I think my first half a sack or whatever against Andy Dalton or whatever, I think, you know, it built a little bit of confidence. And then, you know, Andrew Luck, I don't know how that happened. You know, just, you know, then the more and more I played or whatever, you know, playing, the more reps you get, you know, you just get comfortable. I mean, I don't want to use the word comfortable, but, you know, you just strive and strive and more, you know.
Well, you feel like you belong, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
belong,
the Southeastern Conference at Arkansas, you knew you belonged.
Yeah,
when you come to the NFL, everybody goes through that stage.
Exactly. So that's one thing about it. You know, I was blessed to have 3 sacks last year, and I just want to build off of that.
Sixth is our fourth topic. Sixth most sacks in the NFL last year. Yeah. The Jaguars put up 44. Clem isn't here right now. He probably will be by the time the season gets around. And Fowler's not there. But you bring in Audric. I mean, you've got an interesting group of guys in there. How do you improve that number this year? Improves that number this year?
I mean, you know, basically we just play off each other. And that's one thing about it. We don't have a selfish group. You know, guys, you know, we rush together. And that's the thing about it that, you know, everybody, I guess you look at the Buffalo Bills and stuff, and I think, I don't know if they were number one or something like that,
but they
had a guy who's like with 10 sacks, 11 sacks. And you look at our group or whatever, you know, Derek had the most is 8.5. And other guys were contributing too. So it's like it was sacks were just spread it around. So that's the thing about it, that we all work together, especially on our rush group and how we rush and, you know, how, you know, Clem might rush good with Sendek, or Branch might rush good with Tice, or I might rush good with Ryan. So we always try to work together, and you know, it's a team effort, and that's one thing I think is so close. You know, it's not just like we're together on the field, you know, but off the field as well.
All right, let's finish up with this. We'll go back to the first theme, and that is first preseason game. Mm-hmm. For you, translating your success on the practice field to the game field means what?
You know, basically, I mean, you know, going against your teammates every day, you know how they are and stuff like that. You know, basically just watching film. I know we're not trying to fully game plan. We might game plan a little bit, you know, for the first preseason game, but basically just doing what you've been doing. And that's one thing about it, just playing my fundamentals. I think the small things, me and Coach Wash talked over one-on-one in the offseason, you know, with staying on my pass rush line and just being me. You know, don't try to be anybody else. Yeah, you can watch film on everybody else and stuff like that, but at the end of the day, be you.
All right, no pressure, but you were my guy to watch coming into training camp. So be you and translate it.
Yes, sir.
Chris, thanks so much. We hope to have you back during the season.
Thanks for having me.
All right, that's a few good minutes. We'll see you next week.